Dial in toll free. 855-453 is the toll free number. It is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we'll go right back into your phone calls here. And then still to come, we still haven't talked about, Michelle, your story about the Marines versus the drug
Zetas.
Dealers.
Yep.
First, Brett is on the line listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. So what were you getting to in the last hour? You just barely had a chance to kind of preface what you were calling about.
Well, yeah, I think the general thrust of it is the importance of communication and remembering to reach out in positive ways to people who are outside of the Free State Project. And I know that there had been a lot of tension between people in Keene and people in Concord. And, you know, honestly, I've been critical of some of the stuff that I've seen happening in Keene, but I think that I don't understand why people aren't over the idea of political action as a positive thing. And I wanted to give an example because politics absolutely brings out just the worst in people and is a total communication breakdown. So my example real quick is I was having dinner with my mother a couple weeks ago, and she's in advertising, and she was talking to a former client, and she was told a story about these people who are moving to New Hampshire and taking over the state and threatening to put him out of business. And I, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, they're called massholes, right? Like people from Massachusetts. But apparently he was talking about the Free State Project and their political actions in Concord. And he was in the recycling business, and somebody was trying to repeal some small regulation that has people recycling their oil instead of leaching it into the ground, and his business relies on that recycling. So I think that, you know, political
seems like a bad idea to put your oil in the ground.
Well, yeah. I think everyone would agree on that. And, you know, obviously it's a whole other issue that you could get into about if this guy is only able to benefit from some other use of force, that's a problem too. But that's what is being communicated to some people. Now, obviously, this is an anecdote, but I think that that's a very negative way to present these ideas to people through political action. And like I said, it's a complete communication breakdown because all it does is inspire anger and vitriol and animosity in people.
You know, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, I was talking about having been pulled over on my motorcycle a few days ago and how someone who did not introduce himself as a Free Stater or a Liberty guy or anything, I had no idea why he was pulling over in front of me. There were three police cars, two Dublin and one Stady, and so to pull over and under that situation take some guts anyway, because normally, you know, cops just don't, you know, like it very much when you approach their vehicles during a traffic stop or whatever. And he gave me two thumbs up, and he says, I love what you're doing because I don't have plates on my bike, and it's great, keep on keeping on, you know, live free or die. I said, live free or da-da-da, kiss my whatever. And you know, it's nice to get that sort of feedback, and there I have really good interactions with people when it's one-on-one. But there was a judge who lives up on the lake near my house, and my son had got his permission to store his crew shell on his property so that he could launch from there, and offered to, you know, do something kind, stack wood or whatever. And this man, who turns out to be a judge, said, no, I'm happy to let you do that, blah, blah. A couple weeks later, said, is your mom Michelle 7 and your brother Faisal 7? And he said, yes. And he said, I don't want them, either one of them, ever on my property. And he changed in his demeanor and behavior toward Omar. And, you know, Omar asked him near the end of his, you know, his stay there, whatever, you know, can I ask you, like, what happened? What did my mother do to you? Did she ever do anything to you? And he said, oh, they just want to change everything so that there aren't any laws. They just don't want there to be any order. They don't want there to be any, you know, I know what she does, and she's on the TV, and she's on the radio, and she goes to jail because she doesn't think that she has to obey the rules, and everyone has to have rules, and, you know, what have you. And so Omar, you know, said, well, didn't my mom come by and offer you some vegetables and said that if you ever needed any assistance, because his wife is ill, that she, you know, offered to help and everything? And he said, well, yeah. And he said, she should mind her own business. And he said, well, my mom's from the West Coast, and, you know, maybe culturally it's a little different than New England. She is kind of out there for sure, you know, and gregarious, but I think she was just trying to be kind to you. And that's pretty much what dominates my mom's behavior towards other people, is she's a kind woman. And right. He wanted nothing to do with it and didn't care because of the...
Well, his system is being threatened.
The associate, exactly.
And, I mean, so, Brett, I guess maybe I'm confused at what you're saying here. It sounds to me like you're bemoaning that people who are connected to the system and making money off the system are upset about the idea that Free Staters are coming here and that there's some other way that they should be communicated with. I mean, in the cases we're talking about, this guy with the garbage deal and this judge in Michelle's case, you didn't even really communicate with the guy in any significant manner. He already decided he hated you.
As a neighbor only.
Right.
Yes.
He already decided he hated you because of your associations with the Liberty Movement and because it really is a threat to their system and their power.
The cage becomes pretty visible when you see people who are strolling around outside of it, and the people inside really don't like that. It makes them angry and uncomfortable, and that's understandable. But, you know, I said to my mother, I said, well, you know, if he's around again, I would be glad to talk to him one-on-one, because it's a shame that he is introduced to this stuff by this, that even though, yes, the government is always the first doer of force, that his perception of the Free State is people who are trying to force their will on everybody else because they're using the political process to do so. So I think that, you know, it's important to, like, I understand that there has been this tension between Keene and Concord, but I think that what's going on in Concord is as much of a problem. And when it comes to both political action and civil disobedience, you know, my belief is that this is going to take a lot of time. You know, maybe not in our lifetime. In my opinion, not in our lifetime. And I think that people have to accept more gradual approaches to this. Like the comment
before
about, yeah.
I'm of the opinion that citizenship is the new serfdom, and that, you know, I like to equate it to the controlling aspect of slavery in the past. I mean, slavery has been with us for millennia and has only recently dropped off in Western civilization, you know, as people call it that. But, you know, the fact is, when the slavery was trying to be done away with here in the United States, people were compensated in many cases for the slaves that they let loose, because these people perceived it as an aggression upon them to have to release their slaves without any compensation.
They were property that they had purchased.
They were property. Mm-hmm. Now, us looking back at it, it's like, are you kidding me? You owned people and you wanted money from somebody in order to, you wanted to be paid back? You bought
people. Well, you know, you
can
go back, you know, 5,000 years, 10,000 years, and whether or not you believe in the Bible as the divine inspired word of God, or you look at it as an historical document, you know, where they wrote history. The Jews, you know, said, we want a king, we want a king, we want a king. And you know, what's purported in the Bible is that God said, a king will tax you into slavery and take your sons and send them to foreign lands to go to war. So this isn't a new concept.
I have to disagree, Brett. I think that you're right. These things are going to take time. But if we can get enough people to make the move here, then that process can be sped up for sure. I don't know if you've got more thoughts. You're welcome to hang on if you do. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. This is our friend Brett from the School Sucks podcast at schoolsucksproject.com. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got listening options. You can get tuned into our live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband, whichever size bitrate works for your internet connection speed. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in that way. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get a list of the over 110 radio stations that we've got. We're going to get a brand new one, hopefully, coming up this weekend in Florida. So looking forward to that. We'll let you know more when that happens. Also, you can get our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard every single night of the week, as well as our webcam, the KU band satellite channel that we have, and the listen lines as well. They're all there. Listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. It's not the highest quality listening method, but it's there for you if that's all you got left. So go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Statelesssweets.com is where you can go and get some of the most delicious things you've ever put in your face. gotta say, you know, I know it sounds like I'm going out on a limb.
Oh my gosh, you sounded like you were talking about something else entirely, but yes, she makes some dang good candies, huh?
Things to put in your mouth, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, my favorite is the English toffee, but, you know, Ian, you like the fudge. There's also
fudge.
A demo salted almond caramel chews, free Ademo salted.
Tastes
almond.
Just like Ademo.
God.
No, actually, it benefits Ademo when you buy the Ademo caramels.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Good for you. Thank Ademo's you for that, Jillian.
Our friend who is in jail right now for recording phone calls with government bureaucrats.
Yep. And there's all kinds of more than a dozen different choices of sweets here. I haven't had them all, but my experience with the sweets that I did have is that they really reveal all other things that have sugar in them to be the swill that they are. Mm. I mean, these are some of the best tasting candies. Statelesssweets.com. I cannot endorse them highly enough.
All right,
we're supposed to be getting some really soon, by the way.
Oh. You tease,
can you save
tease.
Some for me this time? Because totally. You guys, like, I heard you were passing them out to co-hosts.
You must have been out. It must have been when you were in Florida or something like that.
Oh,
when that
somewhere. Yeah.
So we're
so
back.
I ate all the English
coffee.
I was
there having my own
back.
Tasty sweet.
Oh, God.
We're back with Brett in Manchester. Brett is the host of the School Sucks Project or School Sucks Podcast, which you can go to schoolsucksproject.com to experience that. And Brett, you were calling tonight about some sort of perceived, well, first of all, there's certain people in the, we're talking about New Hampshire and the Free State Project, this movement of liberty-minded people to converge here. It's the reason why the three of us in the studio are here in New Hampshire is because of the Free State Project. It was plugged at the recent Ron Paul Festival in Florida. The president of the Free State Project, Carly Garrick, had the opportunity to go down there and speak and apparently got a lot of really good reception from the crowd there. And so, you know, you'd pointed out that certain people, you feel like they've been maybe miscommunicated to about the intentions of the Free State Project. And I think that that's absolutely true, although I don't know if those people have actually ever met any Free Staters or any liberty activists. They probably are just hearing rumors through, you know, the grapevine as far as, you know, bad news reporting or people in the state, people who work for the state, people who profit from the system, talking trash. That tends to happen as well. So you can be a really good communicator with people, and people will still hate you because of what they perceive as you trying to change the way things are, and it's
but
true.
Let's play devil's advocate just for a second.
But okay. I just want to make sure that that's what, was I understanding you correctly, Brett?
Yeah, and just to speak to that and what you said about New Hampshire right before we went to the break, when it comes to a person's, you know, own satisfaction and their personal freedom in their life, I highly recommend coming here and getting plugged in, you know, however you feel. And maybe after you've been here for a while, it switches from one place to another or one activity to a different activity. And just like real quick, without getting too sappy, 6 years ago, I was listening to you guys. I was living in Massachusetts. And you would talk about one of your sponsors, Jason Osborne, and he does this and he does that. And I said, oh, you know, I wish I had someone like that who would help me do some of the things that I wanted to do where, you know, my whole project was just an idea then. And, you know, here I am tonight talking to you guys, waiting to open the door for Jason Osborne, who's going to host a show with me in a studio.
Yay!
That's going to broadcast on a network, Ian, that you built. And a lot of that is because I came here and I got plugged in. These are not things that are going on in Massachusetts. So
you don't want to go back to Massachusetts then?
Never. No, absolutely not. But my only point is that I think all I can do is encourage people to think about, you know, the urgency of this. Of course, we want as much personal freedom as we can have in our own lives. But I really think, like, to speak to what Michelle and Mark were talking about further back in the past, like with what Mark said about slavery, once something is in place, not for 100 years, not for 200 years, for a generation or two, it might as well have always been that way.
Mm.
So I think what's important is to focus on the way children are treated, the way children are raised, and the way children are educated, and to accept the fact that big changes in you know, civilization or society is something that takes time, but that is in no way me discouraging anybody from, you know, coming here and plugging in however they want to, because I think that's great, and it's been one of the best decisions that I made, you know, in my life.
You and I have talked before, Brett, about my kids, and, you know, my daughter was only here for a couple months before she went off to college when I first moved here just over 2 years ago. And then I've had my two sons, one of whom has, you know, he packed up and he left and he went on to seek his fortune, and he didn't even say goodbye. He left me a gift, but he just left. And that's okay. I think it's great, actually, and good for him. And he's going to fall flat on his face. And that's awesome, because young men and women have to go out there and, you know, try out their mettle and then pick themselves up and do that. And I think the idea of, you know, staying in the nest beyond when your wings have developed is an unhealthy thing. So good for him. My youngest, you and I have talked before, you know, about the schooling and unschooling. He's been to school. He was homeschooled for, you know, 8 years. And he informed me today that he's just dropping out. He just doesn't even care about finishing ninth grade for the second time, because he got kicked out of school last year when he was, you know, after 7 years of being homeschooled, he went to a college prep school and got kicked out for smoking weed. And so he didn't finish the year, said, "I'll finish it next year," which is this last year.
Isn't that how you're supposed to prep for college, is by smoking weed?
He never actually got busted smoking weed, though. It was he got drug tested. So that's whole different thing. But in any case, I talked to him about it, and I said, you know, I don't care. As long as you can educate yourself, I'm fine with you not, you know, continuing after this year. However, you and I made an agreement, and I paid for a curriculum. So you either pay me back that $685, mm-hmm. or you finish it, because that's what you contracted with, and you have to finish it by October 31st, because that was the agreement that we made, and that is what you said that you wanted to do after, you know, discussing the different options, and you made that commitment to me. And he said, okay, you're right, I did make that commitment. Now, how many other 16-year-old kids are going to set aside what they feel like doing in order to adhere to an agreement in the contract? So I thank you for keeping me on task with proper parenting, Brett. You've been helpful.
Brett, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Brett from the School Sucks podcast, which you can go to schoolsucksproject.com and see more and hear more of him. 855-453. Your thoughts about whatever's on your mind are welcome. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards.
For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we have a lot of features, and we give them away to you. You can go to the bulletin board system, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's our forum, and it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know, there's one thing that I forgot to mention about statelesssuites.com. They accept bitcoins. If you don't know what bitcoins are, we've mentioned them just about every single night here on Free Talk Live. They are an internet currency that allow you to have complete control over your finances, complete control over your account. They allow you to basically do your banking online, but not in the way that you've been banking online in the past. You are the bank. You create your own bank account with a Bitcoin wallet.
Except you don't get to make money out of thin air like banks.
Yeah, banks do that. Bitcoins, it's impossible for anyone to inflate the Bitcoin currency, and that's what inflation is when someone creates more currency. Bitcoins have a mathematical equation that creates currency until there are a total of 21 million bitcoins in existence. And if you can imagine how few dollars 21 million is, you can see how bitcoins already are the most valuable. They've gone from the least value to the most valuable currency in 2 years, certainly in three. Now that's a skyrocketing currency, and it's something you want to be on board with.
The most valuable currency in the world?
That's right.
That's huge.
Huh.
No, it's not huge. It's just a denomination. But what's impressive is that they've gone from the least to the most in 3 years.
I still think it's pretty impressive that they're the most valuable currency in the world.
Well, I suppose
compared to all these government currencies,
you can compare them to ounces of gold. I mean, you could say that an ounce of gold is a form of currency, and then it wouldn't be. But you know, as far as compared to all government currencies, they are.
I see what you're saying.
So anyway, go find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. There you can find out what they are. You can find out how to get a Bitcoin wallet. And if you need to buy them, you can go to bitinstant.com to buy them.
Let's go to Bobby in Little Rock, who is listening to XM's America's Talk, which means he's taking us back in time 2 hours to the first hour of the show with his topic.
Oh, no.
That's all right, though.
That's right.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Michelle about what you were speaking about earlier in the show. And right now on XM, about the gender roles and the sex of marriage and relationships. The average, I believe you said, was for married people a couple, or the average nationwide was around twice a week. And Michelle said she had friends that were maybe once a month. And I wanted to ask Michelle this. Is it true in your observation, because it has been in mine, that women who tend to make more than their husband or their whoever they're with tend to resent the man rather than because they feel that they then take the masculine role of taking care of being the provider and the breadwinner, and then therefore there will be less sex. Is that what you're saying? Is that something you observe? Because it's something I observe quite often.
You know, I actually don't have any sort of information to be able to make an educated judgment about that. I think that...
Would you? I mean, if you were in a relationship with a man who
This sounds like a subconscious kind of decision anyway. It doesn't sound like something that somebody could answer. Would you do
I
this?
Have a huge sexual appetite. I mean, come on. So, you know, I think that it's more, I'm really, really into people honoring their agreements. I'm really interested in people, being upfront and keeping me accountable and me keeping, you know, my friends and whatever accountable. I mean, even like Ian, you know, you and I have had opportunities over the last couple of years to hold each other accountable for things that we've said and done. And that wasn't a sexual thing, but it definitely did enamor me in a way to you, to where I think it's really masculine of you, and you pointed out that you're not really buff,
yeah.
And you know you've got a really slight frame and things. So, how I define masculinity and femininity might be a little different. I do think though that anytime resentment creeps into any sort of relationship, whether it's friendship or otherwise, that people don't behave naturally. And I think that it is a natural inclination if a woman is attracted to a man to want to do him all the time.
Would it bother you, though, to be the sugar mama in a relationship?
If it didn't emasculate the man, no.
I see.
Like, I just, finish a novel. If I publish that and da-da-da and the man I'm with is, shovels rocks, but he's just an awesome rock shoveler, hey, I don't care as long as he doesn't care.
But, Bobby, you're saying this has been your experience.
That would be the exception to the rule if you, let's say you finish a novel and made several $1 million, well, that would be the exception. But I'm saying, like, say a woman who makes $65,000 and her husband makes $30,000 a year, where he can't quit his job and the family would survive, but, where he could quit his job and the family could survive, but she couldn't stay home because then she feels like she has to go to work, whereas she doesn't have that option of staying home. Whereas if the roles were reversed, they could switch things around and she could quit her job.
I don't know that I'm the right person to ask, because I'm 44. I've raised my three children. I've always, since getting pregnant at 22 or whatever, I've always been home. And even if I did things that earned money, I did it from my house, and it always was played second or third fiddle to my household responsibilities and my homemaking and my children. I like it like that. I really like a traditional role, and
right.
I like being able to, I like to say I'm not a libertarian, I'm not an anarchist, I'm a twirler. I know that I make my decisions based on emotions completely.
Well,
and then the reasoning skills, my mind, I use those to justify those decisions. I don't kid myself about that.
But Bobby, this has been your experience in your relationships, or just your observations of friends? What's your story?
My observation, my wife stays home
take care of our kids, and I go out and work and provide a decent living. We have to adjust things around, but it's in a way that she can, whereas a lot of relationships, they can't because the roles are reversed as far as income-wise. And the women do tend to resent their husbands for things like lifting conversation and frustration and other areas. But I will say this, man, in his defense, boss is not masculine because the gorilla is tough, but what is masculine is being able to wash those dishes and be secure in it, taking your kids to the park and letting your wife have time off and relax and enjoy some time alone. That's
here, here.
Bobby, thanks for sharing that tonight.
That's where you win. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you.
You know, the gender roles are certainly powerful in society, and I can see why it would be, you know, affect some women poorly if they, you know, were basically forced by circumstance, but not forced, but, you know, forced by circumstance.
Circumstances dictated that they had to take on a thing. Well, then I think it's really important to communicate with your partner and keep in mind who it is that you're upset with. You know, I've kept perfect records of how I've spent money over the last 20 years with, you know, Excel spreadsheets or whatever, doing budgets. And I can assure you that the cost of goods and services are three times at least what they were. I mean, I just filled up my car with gas the other day, and it was $63 when I bought it. To fill it up, it was
$26. Yeah.
So if I were in I've been on a fixed income that was supplemented between child support and money that I made back, you know, 15 years ago. And when I got divorced, I said, okay, I'm not going to work. I'm going to use this money to live on until it's gone. And in a year, it will be gone. So I'll go do something else. But in any case, you know, I was on a fixed income, but I was able to move or make adjustments in order to maintain, you know, somewhat of a same standard of living. But I'm living in New Hampshire in a house that cost me $1,400 a month. That same house in Southern California where I lived before would be $6,000 at least. Mm. And yeah, so, you know, you have to make concessions, and that's just part of life.
We'll come back with more here. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to get to this Marines versus the drug dealer story, because I still want to talk to you, Michelle, about your politics thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be here tomorrow.
That's true. We'll have plenty of time. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time to get your call in, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you may support the program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll take that money and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you get perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please get signed up. It makes a big difference. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Michelle, let's see. You had boasted at the beginning of the program or near the beginning of the program that you are now advocating people getting involved in the political system and or are yourself. What did you mean?
A flip-flop. Can you believe
it? Tell
me
what your old view was and what the new view is. How have you flip-flopped?
Well, I very proudly, say that I've been an anarchist since I was 12.
Anarchists are people from Europe dressed in black that throw molotov cocktails.
I believe in self-government and that I don't believe in the legitimacy of a state, and consequently I'm just going to kind of ignore it, or I'm going to fly below the radar in some cases, or I'm going to, as I have since coming to New Hampshire, I'm going to be a little bit more direct and in the state's face about my noncompliance, mm-hmm. and use civil disobedience as a means of attracting attention and exposing the corruption of the use of force to get people to comply with a set of rules that are determined by other people for your behavior when there is, in fact, no victim. I think that's great, and I think that, and it's been unsuccessful. So I actually, I have a friend.
Because the state's not going to leave you alone.
State's not going to leave you alone, and,
And all of the, and you are so persuasive, and you're so kind and so nice, that even when you're talking to police, you can use all the logic and the persuasion and the kindness with them that you want, and they'll be nice to you as they take you to a cage.
Well, I've been successful for me, like, as an individual, they've stopped ticketing me in many way, in many places and things like that. But that's not why I came here. I came here to bring about liberty in my lifetime to more people than just myself. I could have just remained where I was, kind of flying below the radar, traveling all over the world, doing my thing, working from home, homeschooling my kids,
right,
blah, blah, blah. I didn't, you know, I didn't need to come to New Hampshire to be free.
Sure.
In many ways, I was freer before I came here.
No doubt.
Personally. But that was in part because I had money to be able to afford things.
Money helps with freedom.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It does. In this
Greece,
you know,
is selling islands.
Yeah, I mean that's the fact. And so I mean, like, I could afford medical care, whether or not there was Obamacare or not, mm-hmm. and what have you. So anyway, yeah, I wanted to take the advantages that I had and the blessings, for lack of a better word, and be able to use that for good. You know, to help other people become more free in their lives as well.
Right. That's one of the reasons why I'm involved in this, is because I don't like to see other people get hurt by the system.
And there are a lot of people, a lot of, you know, say women like me who are single moms, and they don't even have time to go to court because they get to choose between going to court or going to their job. And if they don't go to their job, they don't feed their family.
Yep.
So I go, fine, I'm going to get in front of the train on this one. Yay, you know, for all of us.
Charge.
Or whatever. So,
I've been there.
So that has been my position. And I kind of, you know, looked at people and said, well, if you would all just stop paying your taxes, and if you just all stop registering your car, with that tone, of course, then we could all be free. So,
it's true. If they would, then we could.
Correct.
Well, if they would all vote for the right people, then we could all be free too, right?
Yeah. It's scary, though. It's really scary to think, you know, right now I have a threat that, you know, my property is going to be confiscated. I've lived with that threat before. I dumped, you know, my entire trading account when the IRS levied it. And, you know, that was a lot of money, and that was a ballsy, move, you know, very Ayn Rand, Midas Mulligan, woohoo.
So, what dumped it, you mean you invested?
I took 100% losses until I took it down to nothing because I didn't want the IRS to get it, and, you know, whatever. Now, some people, I'm sure, I'm going to get a whole litany of letters going, you're an idiot, and you shouldn't have done that. Well, that's what I did. But anyway, the IRS didn't get it. So
you've thrown yourself into the gears of the state, as have I, as have a number of other people, and you've decided that you want to change tactics or advocate something different. What?
I think if people are going to move to New Hampshire, rather than, I would advise people who, rather than come here with the idea of being a straight agorist, and doing civil disobedience, as I have said in the past 2 years, that I would say, yeah, come here and use that Social Security number of yours and get a job and show up for the council meetings and vote for, you know, the sheriff that you want, or run yourself. And, you know, Brad Jardis, who is a former cop, I think he's still running for sheriff up in Rapid County. Yeah. And, you know, get on board.
He's in Colas County.
BradForSheriff.com.
Colas, yes.
Yep. BradForSheriff.com.
So, you know, and to get involved, you know, Chris Lawless, I hope he's listening. He's not, but he would love to hear me saying this.
So does that mean you're going to be running for political office?
You know they won't let me run.
Why?
I have skeletons in my closet.
Oh, so what?
Do you have to fill out any, put your Social Security number down on anything?
No.
Or, really?
No, you don't.
Oh, isn't that nifty?
You can register to vote here in New Hampshire without... Well, let me see. Do they require that?
I don't think my social went on anything that when I registered for office.
There is a place for a social on the register to vote form, but I think you can give another ID in place of it, like a driver's license or something like that.
I'd have to start braiding my hair so I would stop tossing it. Toss.
You know, it's a frustrating thing to come from that, you know, that kind of outside the system perspective and then have to, you know, begrudgingly accept.
I felt like it was a compromise of my moral values, and instead I think,
look at it this way.
It's huge self-defense for one thing.
Well, it's really one of the few things that you can do to try to affect change. And if enough, and again, back to the numbers conversation, if enough people stop paying taxes, then it's over. If enough people non-cooperate with parking tickets, then that's over. And if enough people get active within the system, then that's over too. You know, we can change those things. And we've seen examples of how the people inside the system here in New Hampshire have had successes. People have been elected. Mark Warden, who's the Porcupine real estate agent, he is running for re-election now. I saw his signs up as I was driving to Manchester today, and I know a number of others are as well.
And he's pretty much unequivocally said he's going to win.
I hope so. He's a great. He's doing a great job at this whole being a representative thing. He's really good at it. And so, you know, we've seen real success there. And I think we've seen success in the area of civil disobedience. You know, you look at the 420 celebrations, which were unequivocally a success, no doubt about that, in that we stopped the police from aggressing against peaceful people, at least in that one location.
But what I heard, and I wasn't here at the time, I believe, that the legislation was getting, you know, coming up to for a vote. But I heard that people in Keene who were reps and things, they, when they saw the 420 events, they went, they were supposedly going to pass some kind of decrim or legalization or something like that. And then it got withdrawn and they unanimously shut it down because they thought, oh, they're just going to run amok and everyone's going to be smoking pot in the street.
Yeah, that's always the excuse that they use. I mean, there's always somebody inside the system who says, well, it's because of you disobedient people that we didn't do what you wanted. And that's nonsense. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that for a moment.
But you know, I've had really successful conversations with the police I've spoken to, and with judges have even actually said, we want to hear what she has to say, and you know, at the jail and what have you. And that's been my circle. Mm-hmm. So I want to broaden my circle and go to city council meetings and talk to 30 people where there's a discussion to be had. Not where I'm on one side of a bench and the cops are on the other side and I'm before a judge.
The ideas of liberty are persuasive. And
I'm not sure you'll get the discussion to the city council meeting either. I mean, people are...
I'm pretty persuasive and I'm pretty engaging.
Right.
You know?
The more liberty-minded people that we can get involved at every level, the better, whether it's city council, state rep, because the more they hear from this. When I was at the recent hearing with Mark Warden, one of the state reps, there was a subcommittee hearing about changing the wiretapping laws, and guess who was packing that room? Free State Project participants and local liberty-loving folks from New Hampshire. You know, liberty-loving people are the ones that were there to speak against these crazy wiretapping laws, and the only people that were there to speak for them was, chief of police or whatever.
Right.
So it makes a difference. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow,
yes,
Michelle.
Good night.
FreeTalkLive.com. Join us there.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.